The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
Kevin Johnson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and a quiet day on the market day. In fact, I think there's an old saying, there's a kind of hush came all over the world today, and certainly in the stock market world. It lost 4 points. Oh, don't you love what number it finished on, though? 6,066.6.
Well, aren't we lucky that there's a zero between all those sixes, though?
Oh,
if it was
exactly
triple
right,
six, it'd be after the number of the devil.
Correct. The devil would be reading his ugly head, but no, he's not. So it's 6,066. We saw that, I think, last Friday. It's interesting. I was just looking back through the months. We've only had one day this month where it's moved more than 33 points, which is very unusual. It's a very steady market at the moment. I think that reflects low interest rates. It sort of reflects a sort of a calm around the markets as well. More people being involved, companies recognising that, raising money as a result of that. And so the money's sort of being exchanged between everyone's hands and everyone's sitting there happy to hold shares at the moment, which is quite a pleasant feeling, I've got to say. But so it was steady. So the index itself was quiet. It probably disguises a lot of activity that was going on out there. There was a lot of companies did perform well. I was very pleased to see Wesfarmers up 42 today. To 43.55, heading towards $44 an area, which has normally been a ceiling for them in the past. So we'll be interested to see how they deal with that in the next few weeks. Telstra was in the news for the wrong reasons today. Everyone's trying to get nervous about that. I don't know why they're nervous about 6.5% on your money in the largest phone network in the country, but they are, because the NBN came out and said they're going to delay the rollout of one of their parts of their network while they get it working properly. I'm a resources guy. I'm not really a big mobile telephony type guy, but their hybrid coaxial fiber, the HFC network, they're going to delay that by 6 to 9 months. It may affect some of the payments they make to Telstra. We'll find out about that in the next few days. The shares got down below 340 today. They're looking cheap at that sort of level, but I've said that before at 350 and 360, so I'll probably just wait and see what happens on that front. BHP, they had the big guidance today talking about their markets.
Yeah, $2 billion in cost cuts in the next 2 years, and they want to ramp up production by 10%.
Oh, this drives me nuts, this sort of stuff. Bloody big resource, I shouldn't have said that word, but big resource companies, they do this all the time. Why didn't they cut costs when they're having record revenues? You know, why didn't they focus on them? Why do they have to focus on them when their costs are down low? But their answer always is to increase production, which drives down costs. Well, if you increase production, you lower the price of what you're selling. And then, so it doesn't matter how much you drive the cost down, because invariably you drive down the revenues even faster.
So the iron ore price goes down, and therefore the amount of royalty that our state government will receive will decrease, and everybody loses out.
Exactly. And the more bleating the Treasurer will do, then they'll actually have a case this time for bleating about lower revenues. And yes, he should be looking BHP and squarely in the eyes and say, really, do you think that really works, people? But anyway, yes, that was interesting. And funnily enough, their shares went down as a result of that. Down 57 cents, down to $27.38 today. But we like to talk about the up stocks. Origin, they're doing well with their business over in the east. They provide energy, of course, in eastern states. It's got to be an energy in something in demand. They're up 21 cents to $8.80. Woolies were up 50 cents today, $26.77. Amazon's not hurting them very much. March AGL were also up 30 to $24.52. Percentage-wise, Cleantech rebounded again today, up 10 cents to 152. National Storage went up. You want to store something, your apartment's too small, you'd know about that. Up 7 cents to $1.63.
Might have to go there.
What else? Well, exactly. Might have to buy a bigger house, something like
that. Might have to do that too.
Now, currency-wise, it's still 76. Euros are still $1.56. Sterling's still $1.75. The gold price got a bit better overnight. It's over $1,294 US. It's right on $1,700 Aussie. That means Newcrest are up 50, Northern Star and Redis are up a little bit as well. Gold's still a place to be, I think, when it's all said and done. When it's all said and done, I'll talk to you in 10 days' time, because I'm out of here.
All right, you sail away for the rest of the week and we'll chat again in 10 days. Bradley Hill in tomorrow.
Yes, definitely. Good on you. Thank you.
Enjoy your break, mate.